Welcome to Resilient Love Podcast.
Join hosts Quentin and Brianna as they discuss tips on love, life, and
business.
Let's get into this next episode.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
We are back with another episode of Resilient Love. So this episode is very relaxed. I'm using a term I heard today, very relaxed.
That's funny.
I think that what Quentin and I want to do is really just get back to the basics. We enjoy, honestly, just good conversation with one another. I mean, it doesn't really have a quote unquote category, but I know for recording purposes, things have to be done in decency and in order. So, as we start our episodes, the very first thing we like to do is our check-in and then also a highlight shout-out. So, Q, go ahead. Share your check-in and your highlight slash shout-out.
So, my check-in. I am feeling at about an 8 out of 10 today. And my shout out is to you for being consistent in your goals and hitting all your marks and mastering it.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. He wanted to use this moment to make me blush. Well, for me, I'm feeling like...
Hope it worked.
Yeah, it worked. I'm feeling like a 10. I had a great day. And my highlight shout out is going to a business function this week and being able to network with the local community. For those of y'all that know me and Quentin on a more personal level, then you know that we are born and raised in Kinston, North Carolina, but we live in Goldsboro. So we have a lot of ties to Kinston, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we, after living here 5 years, we have finally made a decision collectively to go out and really engage with Goldsboro. So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, I would say mine is at an 8. I mean, just was a long day at work. But again, that 8 is still in a good space. Definitely going to the function tonight helped out. Just to like expand on the vision, expand on the conversations we have, and really get a different perspective. Just a very diverse group as far as like profession and background. So that was really amazing.
Yes. And the woman who hosted the event is called the Big Blue Couch Media. And she is, of course, a resident of Goldsboro and has her own photography business. So, yes, that was great to connect and just share with her and about 10 other people. So, overall, it was a really, really great event.
Yeah. Definitely. I would say that event was definitely a 10 out of 10 just because it was so, in our terminology, down home, down the street in a good way. Like, fix yourself a lemonade and sit down and just chill.
Literally. That was the flow. That was the flow. So, when you guys think about your local community, have you engaged with your local community? I'm reading the book Power Moves by Sarah Jakes Roberts, and one of the chapters she talks about basically engaging more with your community and really being intentional about what you do and understanding that it's truly bigger than you. It's truly bigger than you. And it's called Feel the Earth. That's actually chapter 8 called Feel the Earth. And so that's our question to you guys before we get into our next section. This is closing out section 1 with highlight and shout out. So the question is, are you feeling the earth? Are you engaging with your community? Are you impacting your family, your community, your workplace in a positive way and showing God's love and showing that connectivity and just understanding the power of unity? That's what we saw tonight. We saw unity. Any other comments on that, Q?
No, besides I just think need to see more of it in small areas, like in rural and small towns. Just more collaborative efforts.
Yeah. I want you to dig a little deeper. I want you to share with the people how you feel about just the Eastern North Carolina. We've had this conversation before, but just share with the people your heart on it.
Well, I have a very, it's almost like some could say, man, I mean, the best way I could say it is almost like a love-hate relationship. I love where I come from. I love Eastern North Carolina. I love the homey feel of it. But I hate the fact that there is so much untapped potential that I see for Eastern North Carolina, and like it is growing. Definitely has some movement better than it has been in a while in the last recent years. And I think the pandemic in a way did help some of that kind of bounce back a little bit even more, and people being more innovative and wanting to start things and, you know, step out on the entrepreneurial journey and bring more things to Eastern North Carolina. But it's definitely going to continue to take more of that to really pull out all that untapped potential.
Yeah. And that leads us to the quote. We always like to do a quote in our podcast, and of course we were talking about just, you know, stepping out, engaging your community, being aware of your community. And so I just want to read this quick quote, and it is actually coming from Martin Luther King Jr. Everyone can be great because everyone can serve. And I feel like if we all take a moment to really recognize the power of unity, the fact that we all can win, and the greatest win is when we win together. And the second quote I would like to share, these quotes are coming from just community service focus. And Albert Einstein said, "Only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile." And when we think about just how our impact in our community, with our businesses, even with our marriage, the example of our marriage, how it impacts others, how we just speak to people, look at people, all of that makes an impact. And we just have to be very mindful of our actions, our words, and just how we go about our day-to-day activities. It really does leave a legacy. You know, we talk about legacy on our podcast, and you know, even how people feel around you. You know, Dr. Maya Angelou said that too. It's not really about what you said. You're really going to remember how you felt. You might forget my words, but you're going to remember, like, I felt good being around the Bakers, or I felt some type of way when I was around, you know. And that's not the flow we want people to have. We want people to be comfortable around us and just be open and be themselves. So we really felt that at the business function. And we pray that even you listening to this episode, that you feel that and you want to stay engaged with us.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we felt it was different tonight because we're so used to being, we still do a lot of things in our hometown. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it was just different to finally engage in something where we live at.
Yeah. So. And you know what? God really helped me to see something so simple. And as I was walking into the building, I just said the scripture, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And we want you guys to just repeat that scripture over yourself. Whenever you are going into new territory, whenever you find yourself in transition, you got to tell yourself this scripture. And we're going to give you the exact verse. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And you're going to find that verse in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Again, 2 Timothy. It edified. It just gave that strength. It just gave that focus because, you know, you get used to familiarity. And that is something that we wanted to really bring out on this episode, to not get comfortable and familiar, but branch out to bigger, branch out to new horizons, branch out to new territories, branch out. But see, what really pauses us or puts us in a state of paralyzation, like we're paralyzed, is because we are fearful.
Mm-hmm.
But we are coming to you with this episode just to encourage you. Whatever your thing is, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but he has not given us that spirit. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. That means you have all capability of doing the thing.
Yeah. Also, there was a topic about fear tonight and failure. And as I ponder back on it, I would say the only real failure is moving in fear and not moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because to move in fear is failure, for the simple fact that you more so are now just, you have to kind of have the wish you coulda shoulda, what was behind door number two, what was behind door number three, and it could have been some really great things, but fear led to failure to act and move forward. So,
wow.
And it happens to everybody. So
fear led to failure of going forward.
Yeah. But if you notice how I said it in a almost a chain reaction, fear does equal fear equals failure. But you can, the bright side is you can fail forward.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to take action in order to fail forward and move forward to the thing you see, dream, the thing that you know that's in you, but you move in fear. And fear can be broken down in probably to so many psychological sections as far as why we move in fear. Commonly, what will people think? Can I make it? And oftentimes I'm just looking at it now in life where, you know, every day most people go to a job. You don't know if you're going to get cut that day. You know, for us, we live in an at-will state, which means basically your employer can fire you for any reason. And they don't necessarily have to have a reason. So we go to a location every day just banking on that's not going to happen. But why don't we bank on those things that we really want to do? In the same fashion. Instead of moving in fear.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your thoughts, Brianna? What are you? Fear, failure, forward.
I love it. I mean, the three F's. Fear, failure, and forward. We really hope that you guys catch that in this episode. We don't want you to walk in fear. We want you to walk in faith. The scripture says, walk by faith and not by sight. It's not about what it looks like. It's about you pressing towards the mark of the high calling. It's about you getting up every day, pressing your way to the gym. It's about you getting up, pressing your way in prayer, pressing your way to a job that you may not smile about, but it's providing for you, pressing your way through the circumstances. It's about the pressing. And God will do the rest. When you press, he does the rest. That's it. When you press, he does the rest. So that's really our topic. Just encouraging you all to get engaged with your community, get engaged with your family. If you have not really spent time with family, checked in with family, this is your message. Check in. See what's going on. Thank we are better together.
I think you forgot one.
Go ahead.
Don't forget to engage with yourself.
Yep, that's right.
As far as what do you want? Where are you at? Sometimes you can get so caught up on what you do, and you know it's great to do things for others and spend time with other people, but most times we somehow forget ourselves in the midst.
True.
Like for me personally, as a transparent moment, I really don't know what I do as a hobby. I have literally lately fell into a space where it is so routine and mundane. Now, granted, I've added the gym back again, but that's not quote unquote a hobby. that's a health and wellness, which is very important, but it's not a hobby.
For sure.
So yeah. I guess, you know, as I'm saying this, I'm just like, for anybody that's listening, you know, take time and just figure out, like, take some time to yourself and just figure out, what do I want to do? What do I like to do? You know, you can live years and not even know the answer to that.
For sure.
That's how busy and caught up you can be. So, just like us saying, the awareness of our community, learning our lessons of tonight from various members of the community and business owners. This podcast episode is more so about a new level of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel.
Yeah, for sure. So we just want you to be resilient and be aware and be engaged. So, we love you guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
We do, we do.
And we'll be back. We want you guys to make sure that you stay engaged, even with us. Stay engaged on social media. Stay engaged on our TikTok. We want to grow our following. So if this resonated with you, we want you to share it with someone and then tag us. We really want to make resilient love.
And some resilient content. So share us your thoughts. Share us what's on your mind. Share us what's your thoughts from this episode.
Yeah, we would love to know. All right, until the next one, this has been another episode of
Resilient Love.
Thank you to all listeners and subscribers. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Leave us a 5-star review on Apple so that we can continue sharing resilient love. Thanks for listening.